Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. 6 questions in 9 minutes, because the best know how to be concise and when to end. With that, first question for our guest today is, in a few sentences, tell us who you are and what you do.
Hi, thanks for having me. My name is Natalia. I own Zacharin Consulting, which is an accounting firm. And we do monthly accounting, bookkeeping, and outsource CFO for small businesses anywhere in the United States, any US-based business. We are 100% virtual and can work with anybody.
Ah, fantastic. And Natalia, question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
The best thing about working with businesses is, I think it's the people, meeting all kinds of people, learning from them, collaborating, networking. I love learning from other people, and it gives me the opportunity when I meet someone to be a resource either for them or for any of my clients, because then I can find out who does what and be a resource. So I really enjoy that piece of it.
Very good. Very good. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives and CEOs that quotes from clients dramatically increases conversions and sales. Your thoughts?
Yes, I completely agree. The referrals and quotes and testimonials are really important. So to close a sale, you have to have that trust factor and familiarity. And when it instantly gets you up to that, you know, up to spec for having that trust factor that someone else used you and it worked out well. It really helps in that regard. It also, I think, gives a little bit of FOMO, where if someone had a really great experience, then you read about their great experience and you want to have that great experience as well.
Very good.
I would actually add, can I add something? To not just think about receiving referrals, but to give referrals. I think that's a really great way to help other businesses thrive as well.
Wow, fantastic. Nice to add there. Question number four, what advice would you give to other companies working in the B2B industry?
So my first piece of advice, because I'm in accounting and I talk to a lot of different businesses, is to really understand your numbers. There's your numbers are the roadmap. It's the language of your business. It's how you can tell if are you pricing correctly? Can you hire someone? What does your profitability look like? Are you reaching your goals? So understanding your numbers is extremely important. Having a really good accountant and working with someone on the CFO level, not just having a bookkeeper, but actually working with someone that can consult with you to let you know that you are there, reaching your goals or how to get to your goals is really important for a business. So that's basically knowing your P&L. The other advice would be to just be an expert in your field, be seen as the expert in your field, keep learning. Keep going out there, doing things, doing podcasts, and writing blogs, and just reaching out to people and learning. And it's all about being the solution. So know what your clients need and understand how to speak their language. So that sometimes clients don't even know they have a need. But if you're constantly solution-based and listening to what your clients need and know who your ideal client is, that's really helpful for you to close that deal and to keep finding new clients and new business.
Love it there. Great, great advice. Question number five, what other top executives and CEOs of the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should receive an invitation to be a guest on this podcast?
So I have to mention first these two people because they are more like my mentors as well as really astute and talented business owners. The first one is my sister, Tatiana Geringer. She's an event planner. She owns her own business and she does amazing things. She works for nonprofits. She's also the CEO of Patram Institute. And then the second person would be James Rainwater. He is an amazing and very talented tax strategist and tax planner. And then I'd actually add my one of my clients, Ahmed Hassan. He's with Ahmed Hassan Landscape Services. He's out in California. He was the host of TV's Yard Crashers. If you remember that show, Yard Crashers. So he was the host of Yard Crashers on DIY television. And he owns his own business, a landscaping business. He's an amazing business owner. He's been in business for a very long time for himself. And he communicates well, and he does a beautiful job. So those are the three, but my top three that I could think of.
Very good, very good. I look forward to connecting with all three of them. The last question I have for you, you're doing great on time. We still have about 3 minutes left. Tell us about your first sale.
So my first sale, I'm going to actually talk about my first sale in my business. I didn't even ever consider starting my own business. And my sister and boyfriend kind of mentioned it to me, maybe you should start your own business. And I thought that was hilarious. And so here I am. I started my own business, it's almost 2 years ago. And my first client is really when I consider was the real start of my business. And I sent out a cold email campaign to a bunch of people, which everybody always talks about how that's awful and it doesn't work. And if you word it correctly and really understand the solutions, if someone has a need, you're just looking for someone and they're looking for you. So you want to find your people, right? And your clients are looking for you as well. So I sent out my first cold email and I get a call from this who's going to be my first client. And I was completely unexpecting to close. And we closed right there on the phone and he gave me his credit card. And I didn't even have an engagement letter ready or anything yet. I was completely unprepared and I couldn't believe it. But, that's how it went. And it's history ever since.
Well, fantastic. It definitely sounds like it went really well from that point forward for sure. We still have about a minute and a half left on the clock. Anything else in your mind or your heart today, Natalia, to share with the listeners on our podcast?
Yes. Actually, I'd like to share about accounting in general and how to find someone that would work with you or to know if you have someone that's good. Generally, someone that asks a lot of questions about your business, wants to partner with you, really understand your business is probably a really good fit. So make sure to ask a lot of questions and make sure they're asking you a lot of questions. I feel that that's really important.
Oh, very good. Very good. Last words of advice. I love that. Well, guess what? You did it. 6 questions in 9 minutes because the best know how to be concise and when to end. Natalia, say your website so people can connect with you after today's podcast.
Yes, it's zacharinconsulting.com.
Fantastic. And we typed it in the description of the podcast for you guys as well. Natalia, great having you on as a guest. And remember, don't stop believing. For those that are listening and watching the podcast, be sure to check out other episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. This is April Renee. Create a terrific day.